Thanks so much for checking out TalonA.com and our podcasts. If you've been trying to lose weight with all the different programs that are out there and just haven't found one that works, there's Balanced Habits Kickstart Program with Mike and Paula, and they are here explaining how it works and the next launch date for the program. Check it out. Also, Sandra Lutu is here and Renette Thompson. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, good morning, John.
Good to have you in here. And Sandra and Renette, I almost didn't recognize you. You ladies have just lost so much weight on this program.
Yeah, I know.
Do you have like a before and after photo? Did you do that? All right.
That's a bit scary. Oh.
No, but you guys look great. You look a lot younger. Not that you looked old, but I mean, that's part of the package when you lose weight and kind of undergo a transformation like that. It gives you extra confidence.
Vitality, you get a shapes, glow, right? All of that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. At any rate, we've got a lot of people. This is something that Sia has been talking about a lot lately. She's lost a lot of weight on this program. And a lot of folks have been inquiring about when you're going to be doing your next Balanced Habit Kickstart Nutrition Program. So, Mike, did you want to share that before we kind of dove into this?
Well, sure. For those people who are unfamiliar with the program, of course, we came into the studio back in February to share the fact that SBW was rolling out a nutrition program. And we had not previously rolled out a nutrition program because we didn't find a program that we thought matched our approach to nutrition until recently. We found Balanced Habits. Founder Carolyn Fetters and her husband run it. They're located in California, and their program is being implemented throughout the United States, several gyms, and in Canada. And so after meetings with them, we decided, you know what, this would work well for SPW, it would work well for Paula and I, and then we thought it would most importantly work extremely well with our community. It's not a diet, you know, it's a nutrition plan, and it's structured. And one of the nice things about the program that we really appreciated was we weren't eliminating foods, you know, so it was more about portioning and spacing out meal times. But again, we rolled it out 28 days later. We saw a lot of great achievements, and you can see some sitting right here in the studio. But yeah, the program was great. We're extremely confident about how effective it is now that we've done it, and we're looking forward to the next Kickstart program, which will be launched on May 14th. So registration is now open. We're going to have early registration and then regular registration. More details about that will be posted on our Facebook page. But the next date, mark your calendars, is going to be May 14th.
Okay. And let's talk to some of the success stories from the program. We have Renette in studio. Mike, if you could just get her mic a little closer to her face, please. And we also would like to welcome Sandra Lutu here. Renette, if you don't mind me asking, how much weight have you lost since you started doing this?
It was 25.6 pounds.
Oh, wow, you got it down
days.
To the decimal point.
Yeah. 28 days, right?
In 28 days. And this was strictly from just the nutrition. I think throughout the 28 days, I probably did 5 days of exercise, walking, but this program really worked for me, and I'm so excited that Mike and Paula were here to talk about it, because I feel like this is something that's missing from you know, our health life. It's not like Mike said, it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle change, and it's amazing how healthy and clean eating can be. Very, you know, it's tasteful. I mean, it tastes good. It doesn't, mm-hmm. you know, there's a misconception that, you know, healthy food is yuck or
right.
No, but you know, this was a very structured program, and it was really successful for myself, and I'm looking forward to, you know, the next Kickstart in May.
Mm-hmm.
So and it's very educational, too. I mean, it really helps you think about, like, what you're, you know, supposed to eat. And just the thought of knowing we've been eating so much of this processed foods. You know, mm-hmm. it's time to take care of ourselves and include a healthy eating. So,
right. But there, you can't eat processed foods in the program, though, right? Like, I mean, cheese, yeah? Is that processed?
Right. Right. Yeah. The advice from the dietitians and licensed nutritionists is to avoid or minimize processed foods.
Okay.
Right. Stick to the whole foods. But again, part of going back to what I mentioned earlier, part of what was great about this program, or what is great about it, is that you don't necessarily have to eliminate foods that you already eat. You know, over time, you can start to learn that, right, you know, whole foods are much better than processed foods, and you make these incremental changes. But yeah, so you can certainly eat processed foods, but over time, we'll coach you away from it and get you to eating more whole foods. But I thought Raynette brought up an interesting point, and I want to give a lot of props to Paula and her crew in the kitchen. Healthy food can be extremely yummy, right? You know, there is a misconception out there, and what Paula was able to do was take what Balanced Habits gave us and put her own special touch, you know, and with her experience in the kitchen and her expertise behind, you know, the stove. they did a fantastic job really creating tasty, attractive, and really yummy deals. Ladies, you guys can probably speak to that.
Funny story there.
Okay. Hey, Sandra.
You know, like 3 hours between doesn't seem that long, right? But when you hit that half hour before you're like ready to eat anything that's going to be edible.
Right.
So I think even if it wasn't that tasty, it's going to be real tasty by the time you eat. So one afternoon, we got the sandwiches from Paula.
Right.
And Raynette's like, oh my gosh, it's a veggie sandwich. I'm so hungry. I don't want to eat this. And I looked at the sandwich. I'm like, usually there's sandwich and chips. It's just a sandwich. I'm like, I'm going to eat this. And I took one bite. I go, oh my gosh, it's so good. And so she took her bite. And so we like slowly ate our sandwich so that it stretched out over maybe 10 minutes.
Right.
At most.
And you don't have to think
so
about
good.
It.
I couldn't believe it. It was like eggplant, peppers, I think maybe a spread
and
of
some
hummus. And,
yeah.
And then the whole grain bread. I'm like, how'd you make this?
Yeah,
tastes better than a sandwich with meat in it. I'm not even kidding.
Right.
I don't like vegetables. I don't even know what some of these vegetables are when they're giving us these ingredients. I'll go to the store and I have to ask the guy, hey, is that spinach, kale, or what is it?
Something green.
Like, can somebody like name these things? Because I don't know unless it's in a can or in food somebody buys for me. So I'm terrible in the kitchen. I've learned a lot from this program. And I think for me, I mean, we all have that desire every time to look better, but this program comes with the mindset of you really have to identify, why do you want to do this? If it's not something you can hang on to, you're going to stop. And for me, my why was I have hypertension and I want to lower the medication that I take. And I haven't lowered the medication that I've taken yet, but my cholesterol was borderline ready to be medicated. And when I went in for a doctor's appointment about a week ago, my cholesterol level was below the 200 count. And my numbers, even though I'm taking my medication, were normalized. With medication before, I think I did everything counterproductive to the medication by my foods.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why are we taking pills if we turn our... Well, many of us think, I'm taking pills so I can eat that. No, that's not really...
It doesn't
help. It's counterproductive. Right. So... It was like I felt like I won the marathon when I stood on the scale and I got my measurements and everything. And I just – and then when I wanted to celebrate, oh, I wanted to go like, okay, now buy me some more workout clothes. And, you know, like Raynette said, it's a lifestyle change. But even – not just the support from Paula and Mike, that's so crucial, especially because I don't cook, right? Paula don't – I'm going to be eating jerky every day.
Beef jerky.
Rice cakes. Oh, I don't like that at all. Right. Anyways.
They're all right with peanut butter.
But my husband and my boys are very supportive. I mean,
okay.
If I got to walk out to go work out, nobody bothers me. If I got to eat my food, I even said, okay, half of this fridge is mine. Everything else under there, you guys can stack your stuff in it. But guess what? Now I'm coming and there's nothing left for me because now they're snacking on it. And that's the beauty of it. I have... 3 of my 4 sons here, and I'm asking mom, so when do we start?
Right.
When do we start? Right. And I think that's going to be huge because we take turns cooking on Sundays, and now we can incorporate some of these recipes into our Sunday workout. Last night I was at Falavlave. The food smelled.
What did you do when you were out and you're away from healthy food and around unhealthy food.
This flask, I make my shake and I leave it in there.
That's your standby. Okay.
Right. So yesterday at 4:30 during the meetings, I took my. So when they served food, I'm like, no, my next meal is 7:30. But I told her, if I don't touch that tray, when I get to that time, I looked at it, I took my taro, cut it up. This is my cup of taro. Mm-hmm. I got some chicken, cut it up, weighed it, took some of the lean part of the pork, weighed it, got my 3 ounces in, and then I ate.
So the balanced habit teaches you what kind of foods when you're out that are good to eat and good to avoid?
It taught me and has taught me to balance it. Like, okay, one of the misconceptions that I had, and I learned this from the program, is I think I have to have rice, veggies, and then a meat. That's two carbs and a protein without balancing it. And it makes sense. Like, oh, okay, it's just got to balance. Like, this much of this much of that. And then you live in this unit world. Now, that's right. A bit confusing. And they probably gave you the key to it after.
Yeah.
But still, I like this program because you have all these other nutrition programs just totally like bombarding you on social media. You don't see balanced habits like that.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're so confident in their program. They're not over there trying to market to get participants. The product, it works. It's proven. And it's just really up to what you really want. Everyone has a different program that'll work for them. For me, this makes sense.
Yeah. And if I can add, for those people who are wondering exactly what is the program, once you enroll and you go through it, you'll learn it. But in simple terms, there are two key parts to it. One is portion control. You know, you get an equal amount of proteins, carbs, and healthy fats. And then the other part of it is the timing, right? Time between meals. You know, you allow your body to burn the fuel that you consume, which is, you know, the carbs. And then at some point, your body will switch over to burning fat. And you need to allow time between meals for that process to take place. So those are the two key things. It's the portions and the time between meals.
And the timing of the education that she provides. You know, like weekly. She doesn't give you everything all at once.
Mm-hmm.
She gives it to you. She even tells you it's going to be hard. Don't get me wrong. Waiting to eat your last meal at 10 o'clock, I fall asleep. It's crazy. I was like, some people say don't eat past 7, and this lady is telling me if I'd start my first meal at this time, I have to eat 3 hours in between, 5 meals. I'm like, I don't want to eat at 10 o'clock, I try. You know, I may have had 3 days where...
I bet you're waking up early now. Get that first meal in. Get it over so you're not up until midnight.
But here's the funny thing. I get up at 7. Let me eat now. And then I'll go back to sleep. But after I eat, I'm like, okay, what's next?
Yeah. Right.
And then I start moving. So I guess...
It's a healthy lifestyle
change. Sometimes.
Yeah.
But sometimes I get that. I'm sleeping.
Did you guys ever, during the program, did you ever have like a day where you kind of... I think they call it a snack-cident. Where you
fall kinda, off the wagon?
Yeah, anything like that? You know, maybe on a Sunday tonight, would you got
let
friends
me, let
over?
Me jump in. I didn't. I never had. I actually once when I put my mind to something, I'm going to stick to it. But what I did do is when I slept through a meal, I combined my units.
Okay,
that's what I did once, and I talk about doing it. And then the other thing I did was I have this son of mine. It's not my biological son, but he had a birthday and he came and brought me cake. And he found out I didn't eat it. So he came back Sunday with another cake. So I had to take a piece, you know, just to, know. But I didn't eat that meal. I figured my proteins are just going to have to be in this somewhere.
Yeah.
How about you, Renette? Did you have any issues? I mean, like we're about, 6 weeks since you guys began this back in Feb?
Yeah. And thanks for asking that, because I just want to let everybody know that, you know, we're not perfect. And within that 28 days, I mean, I was faithful during the 28 days, hence why I think that's why I lost, you know, so much of the weight. But it was after that, I just wanted, out of curiosity, you know, just to see what would happen if I had like a piece of fried chicken or went over my units a bit. And you know, when you're teaching your body to eat right, you know, and your mindset is on healthy and balanced eating, you can afford to, you know, cheat a little bit. But I mean, your body is really forgiving. So I found that I've fallen off like a couple of days, but my body reacted to it really, really bad. You know, I got headache, I felt nauseous, and I Oh, and the other good thing about this program is we have like a group Facebook page. So for me personally, that was very inspiring. I felt like that was a really good outlet to share my story and my experience, and just knowing that I'm helping someone else too, who may be struggling. But this program is super, super easy. There's an acronym we call KISS, and it's keeping it super simple. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, our Samoan people culture thinking, oh, you know, what's couscous and what's, you know, what's all of this stuff? But, you know, the program is so simple. They give you a list of, you know, the types of carbs you can have, the types of protein, the healthy fats, and you pretty much, based on your body type and what they assessed for you, they'll give you a meal plan. And for me, I'm a 3 units, and I have to eat like 3 units every 5 hours. So you have your categories of all the foods that you can have, and you just pick, you know, and you can have like a whole grain ham and cheese sandwich. I love cheese. I love carbs. Those are my weaknesses. But, you know, there are whole grain crackers that you can have, all kinds of different veggies and fruits. So, you know, that was something always that was missed in my efforts and attempts to get healthy, was not understanding the nutritional part. So this, I can't, you know, I'm always singing about it when I'm meeting people or someone wants to ask about it, but it's an awesome program. And I feel like our people just in general are very strong-willed, and exercise, program. But what's missing is the nutritional part. So imagine, you know, putting all of that together, you're going to get good results. And just to add too, to Sandra, I too have a medical, and I'm not, you know, in denial about sharing it, but 3 years ago I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And prior to that, I was probably pre-diabetic for like years. So from then to now, I've you know, not been really successful in controlling my diabetes, but this is the only program that's really, you know, helped me. And this is why the doctors always say, do your medications, be faithful with that, keep your nutrition, and you're going to get good results. So I went from 334 pounds when I started this program, and I ended up at what, I think it was 306. Mm-hmm. So my goal is to obviously drop down that 300. And looking forward to the next step in the program. Now I can incorporate the exercising, you know, mm-hmm. with Paul and mm-hmm. Mike. So it's a lifestyle change. It's not a diet, and you got to think like healthy. We're not going to be skinny, mm-hmm. so we're doing this for our health. And being skinny or losing weight, that's just the bonus of, you know, being on this program. So,
right.
I mean, I can go on and on about it, but I just, you know, I encourage.
But you lost 25 pounds without exercising, really, huh?
Yeah.
In a month. In not a even month. A month. In 4 weeks.
Yeah.
That's so, remarkable.
Yes.
It scares me that I might fall off the wagon.
Yeah.
But we have each other.
Well, what do you do? Do you drink at all? Leisurely or nothing like that? You haven't had any, no, like a glass of wine or? Okay. All right. I wasn't suggesting
I
that drink, you did, but I a
drink,
lot of people do.
I
so
drink chips and cookies. And
yeah. What do people do, you know, when the weekend comes around? Because a lot of people, you know, you're faithful to it, and then happy hour Friday rolls around, and, you know, then all of a sudden you got a large pizza in you at by 11 o'clock that night, and you're like, oh, here we go.
But this program, you can regroup.
Yeah.
You just
yes.
start the next day. It's not like it's yeah. all done.
Yeah. Okay. And honestly, you know, you don't realize the people that you can be impacting by sharing, you know, what it is that you're doing or how you're eating. I'm hoping to do more with the people around us that want to participate in this program, who are interested in it, but like my sister. I'm really excited to have her participate, and we're gonna just to share with the community about our balanced bites mm-hmm. program. So in helping our participants with this program and helping them with the dishes, we are going to be partnering with DDW and Leilua and providing balance bites.
Right, and these are packaged meals, kind of grab and goes, that are aligned with the unit's mentality, the balanced habits mentality, and so that's going to be exciting. We'll make those available over the course of the next month. People, you know, like Raynette and Sandra, they'll call in and place their orders at the SPW, and but we're going to make these available through DDW as well. And so that's something to watch for. A lot of people are asking us and the participants, you know, where'd you get that? Where'd you get that? And so far, it's really been only, you know, the participants who have been able to access those foods. But now it's going to go beyond that.
Sia likes to walk right next to DDW and torment everybody in there eating the bad food with her.
Well, yeah, and we didn't eat all those cookies. Just,
okay,
you know.
All right, yeah. Good.
And my boys were like, "Mom, did you eat all the cookies?" John said, "You and Raynette, whatever."
One cookie. Yeah.
One cookie. Okay, I stayed corrected.
Yeah.
And just keep in mind that, you know, at the restaurant, you know, there's great food at the restaurant, but we're working on portion control. And so we're looking at the portions and creating a balanced meal from our carbohydrates to our proteins and our fats. And so with DDW and Balanced Bites, you know, creating this this separate menu that we can provide the community, mm-hmm. we're hoping that everybody will like to come in and check it out.
Hey, by the way, who has rice cakes right now?
Four screen.
I bought all of them on Thursday.
Paula has rice cakes.
Okay.
Let me say one more thing about this. For me, you know, I was so late this morning because I live in Aua.
Right.
Having access to a health a nutrition program and an exercise program for me in Utulei is way more accessible than having to drive to the west side where some of the other programs are at.
Sure.
So for east side folks, I mean, there's SPW and...
And for what it's worth, yeah. I'm on the west side, and I've been to SPW maybe once in this whole thing, and it's
right.
worked for us, you know. So right. You can do it remotely as well.
Yeah, absolutely. When we do the orientation or the launch for the Kickstart program, mm-hmm. it's in person, but then mm-hmm. after that, you can do everything from wherever you're at.
Yeah.
And, if there are organizations out there or companies or groups that are interested in perhaps doing this for their workforce, reach out to us. We can do mobile as well. That kind of makes it easier for organizations to gain access to this information. And we really want to do our part, like Raynette and Sandra had shared, to get this information out to the public because we think is very useful and can be extremely useful in helping us improve our general approach to nutrition as a community.
Okay. So some wonderful success stories here between Raynette and Sandra. You know, if you don't mind me saying that you were battling hypertension, type 2 diagnosis, and it looks like this has gotten you on the right track, and in a pretty short amount of time. Obviously, you know, this is something that you guys are able to manage, and you look healthy, and, you know, by the looks of you from my side of the studio, I would have no idea that you were dealing with that. You know, you both look very, very healthy. Can absolutely see a difference, so mala lava on that.
Yeah, congratulations.
Last question is, what is the cost involved in this?
Well, the registration fee for the upcoming Kickstart program is $129. Early registration, which is open now, the registration fee is $109. So
so you do it now, $109, and then day of $129, huh?
Yeah, I think it's the week before it'll go up to $129.
Okay.
So you have your early bird registration, which is open right now, $109, and then it goes up to $129.
I know the value of this is about $200 anyway, so we're getting a good deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just to let everyone know, too, because they're probably like, oh, my gosh, you know, like spending money again. No, it's not a fad diet or anything. It's very educational information that they're providing. They make it convenient for you, you know, and it's worth every penny because, like we said, it's a lifestyle change, and this is – you can do it one time, but the information that you gain from it is, you know,
right.
a lifetime
right.
yeah.
of
right.
use. So,
yeah. So, those are the numbers. We're going to post more information about the program and the details on our Facebook page later today. So if you missed the show this morning, everything's going to be made available through our page.
All right. South Pacific Water Sports on Facebook. Program starts May 14th. Early registration, $109, and then it goes up to $129 on May 7th, huh?
Somewhere right around there,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I'm going on.
Oh, that. Okay, there you yeah. go.
going you on have your notes. Cheat Perfect. There. All right. Well, Renette, Sia writes, too. She's very proud of both of you, and good to hear your success stories on the radio, Renette and Sandra.
Thank you, Sia.
And also, just quickly, John, a quick shout-out to all the other participants who might be listening out
Nina,
there.
Nina, Sharon.
Yeah, all of those guys.
Robin. They
did
Dr.
such
Robbins.
An, yeah,
Dr. Robin. Yeah.
yeah. I mean,
yeah.
they all did such an awesome job binding together. And it really was a community, yeah. you know, group approach to it.
I got to say, you know, when just looking for ingredients, you know, and I can post a message in there and Renette
the support
or somebody
group,
will
yeah,
tell you.
Component was fantastic.
What was shocking to me,
Dr.
Is how,
Itza.
What was shocking to me is how these ingredients are available in so many stores.
Right,
right.
I don't believe that.
Beef jerky
TSM.
And peanut butter.
TSM has the best.
I used to pass that aisle all the time.
Where do you find rice cakes, by the way? Do you know?
You know, I only bought rice cakes that one time.
So what is your go-to carb then?
My go-to carb
are
whole grain bread.
Whole grain bread, okay.
My freezer is filled
chips.
With whole grain bread from Koshila.
His dried organic mango is pretty good.
All right. Mm-hmm. Do you do whole grain Pritchard's bread?
No, I haven't tried that.
Okay.
Yeah, the wheat bread from Pritchard's is perfectly fine as well.
Yeah,
you know, so we've used that.
Lunch bag.
Yeah.
If you're ever around me and you need something, I got
all okay,
the,
I'm gonna
the
go.
Go-tos right there.
I'm gonna come see you guys over
oh,
there
the,
at
the
EOB.
Bar,
and you know the processed you mentioned earlier, like the cheese, because it specifically says in there not American cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking, you know, the European, the
American,
Tillamook,
not
what is
not
it?
The
the one that comes
not
in
the
plastic.
One like plastic.
Yeah.
That's what they're referring to. Not that
not
type
even,
of process.
That's not even real cheese.
Yeah, yeah. So we don't want
that.
I
never knew that.
Right.
But
yeah.
What's great is all of this information that everybody has learned,
uh-huh.
you know, and that's what I love about it, too. You know, what is this item on the list? Just as Sandra said, and then going into the stores, you see a lot of these stores have these items.
Right.
And it's just exciting to explore different things. And you know what you like, what you don't like. You go back to Taro and Ulu and find
right.
that, and that's perfectly fine because... That's on the
and
list.
Steel,
yeah.
steel
like
cut oats.
Ghee?
Like, what was that?
John, what's ghee?
Yeah.
Ghee?
Yeah.
Ghee.
Ghee.
It's like butter, isn't
it's clarified
it?
Clarified butter.
Oh, okay. I got the nut butter, the one
yeah,
over there.
Right.
That's really good. That helps fight hunger.
Right.
Somebody writes, guests are right, being healthy, especially to parents who have small children, live for your children. And Nina says hi as well. She's listening.
Hello,
in.
Nina.
Hi, Nina.
and fantastic. It was just as Sandra mentioned about the boys. I mean, mm-hmm. we've had other testimonials in our group. Sonia had
yeah.
mentioned her children don't want the snacks that Sonia was packing for them at school anymore. She's like, no, mommy, I want what you're eating.
Right,
you
right.
know?
So good lessons.
It's a habit.
Yeah. And,
make it
and,
a habit.
Just like we say, you know, it starts in the home, starts with the parents and
I never touched hummus before in my life. That's good.
All right.
So you learn a lot. That's
guys,
sure.
we've got to run here.
Yep.
Thank you again, though, Renette, Sandra. And look for South Pacific Water Sports with Mike and Paul on Facebook. All the details on the next program for Balanced Habit Kickstart Nutrition Program that begins on May 14th. Thanks again for coming in, and have a great weekend.
All right.
Thanks
a lot,
John.
John.
Samoan Sunrise will be back after these words.